morning, and welcome to this edition of A Biz Talk. My name is Mary Lou Vandehei. I'm going to be your host this morning. We have a great program set up for you. Our guest today is Heather Wesley from Fox Community Credit Union. Morning, Heather.
Good morning.
This morning, we're going to come back and talk to you a little bit about some of the things that SCORES has on the agenda for upcoming seminars. We have our program called Simple Steps for Starting Your Business, and it's a five-session seminar. The first one is going to be on May 16th. If you want to sign up, you can go out to our website, which is foxcities.score.org. It's a program that talks about all the things that you need to do to go into business, talks about your legal structure, marketing, all of the things that are involved in getting your licenses. It'll give you some insight into how you need to do your financial stuff. And, of course, Heather's here to talk to you a little bit about all the things that the credit union can do for you. We want to talk a little bit this morning about our organization itself. SCORES has 400 chapters across the United States. We, in the area, are 8 chapters in Wisconsin. And the Fox Cities chapter has 8 different counties. So we're all the way from Outagamie down to Fond du Lac, and the counties on the east and west sides of those. We are starting a new branch down in the Fond du Lac area. So those of you who might be interested in our listening and want to join the SCORE group down there, it appears at this point we're going to be associated with the Fond du Lac County Economic Development Corp down there. And so we'll be having our meetings in that building, as well as meeting our clients from the area in one of the small conference rooms there. So if you're interested, we'd love to have you. You can meet with us, and we'll tell you all the opportunities that we have, as well as how you can each give to the organization, as well as mentor with people. We do that by face-to-face, by phone, and via online counseling. So we try to meet people wherever they are and make it convenient for our clients. So this morning, I want to talk a little bit about how to reach us here. You can reach us on the phone here at 920-281-1150 or 1-800-866-1150. And also, you can go to our website if you'd like to do that. It's www.biztalkwithscore.com. And we're going to go to break. Welcome back to Biz Talk. Good morning, Heather. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you.
Heather is here from the Fox Community Credit Union, and she is the Director of Business Development. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what all the services are offered by the Fox Community Credit Union?
Well, I've been at Fox Communities Credit Union. It'll be 14 years.
Ooh.
I know. 14 years next month. So yeah, I've been handling, with business development, I handle a lot of the, business accounts here in the Fox Valley area. We do everything from interest-bearing business checking account. We set up direct deposit for businesses. We help out with credit card processing. We do loans. We work a lot with the business lending group, remote deposit capture. And our newest and greatest thing is we finally have an app. Yeah. We're part of the app world now.
So let's say I'm a small business and I'm thinking, okay, I know I need to get a business account set up. I need to, if I'm a retail business, I definitely want to set up my credit card. What's the first things I should do?
A lot of times when small business people call me, I go out to their business, talk to them about, you know, the types of checking accounts that we offer, what's the best suited thing for them. With credit card processing, we actually work with Merchant Choice Card Service out of Hortonville, a nice little local business, and he usually comes out there with me, talks, you know, there's so many different types of rates and qualified, non-qualified transactions, and every business is different when it comes to what the rate is going to be, what their fees and stuff are going to be. So he goes over that with them, and if they need financing, we talk about that type of stuff then, and we get you all set up, and we just make things very, very easy for somebody just trying to start out and get their finances going.
So what's all involved in setting up so that people can use their credit cards when they come into a business?
It's easy. It's just as easy as filling out a contract, and the merchant choice comes out, sets up your terminal, and within 48 hours you can be processing credit cards.
Oh,
it's that quick.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And now for those kind of businesses that go out to like farmers markets and those kinds mm-hmm. of things, what's the best way for them to use credit card processing?
Well, I'm sure everybody's heard the hot new thing right now is the Square. There's a couple different versions of the Square now. You know, that is through obviously like the iPhone and stuff, but Merchant Choice offers another product similar to the Square. It's called Clear and Simple. It works very much the same as the Square, except for when you have, if something goes wrong with your Square, and a lot of people don't know this, you know, it's easy to use. You swipe the card, goes through your smartphone, but if something doesn't work out right, you can't just call a company like an 800 number and be like, hey, you know, this transaction didn't work out right. You have to like tweet a message through their Twitter handle to try to get an answer from customer service. So it's jumping through a lot more hoops if something isn't right. So with Clear and Simple, you know, you call, you know, Hortonville and they can, you know, get you through to
figure
out.
Take care of it.
Yep. And so that's what makes things a little bit easier.
Oh, that's convenient. Mm-hmm. What kind of fees are involved with either Square or credit card processing?
Square, they just do a flat rate of 2.75%. But if you have to hand key it, it's 3.5%. The Clear and Simple, too, is 2.75%. But there's also a 29-cent transaction fee with that. So it costs a little bit more to do it, but to have the, you know, safeguard behind it, you know, that speaks a lot of words, a lot
That's
of value.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice. One of the things I always tell people in our Simple Steps class in the financial part is the great thing about credit cards and working with that kind of a payment is the cash is there overnight. It's just, I mean, if you want cash flow, being set up with a credit card is really a great thing. We have a phone call on the line.
Good morning. I have a question for Heather on the merchant account. I'll hang up and listen after I ask the question. Heather, if a merchant wants to open up a merchant account and the discount is like 3%, does that mean that if I sold something for $100, I'd only get $97 because I have to pay 3% to the merchant company? And then the second question is, does the merchant have to guarantee anything about the merchant account? Would the individual have to guarantee that merchant account? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, you're right. If it's a $100 transaction and it's a 3% charge, that money is taken right off your transaction. Typically, at the end of the month is when you get your bill from the credit card company that states, you know, what your fees and, you know, what your discount fees are and what your per transaction fees are. It takes it all off at the end, so it's easy to understand what your fees were for that month. As far as standing behind the product, it is easy for the customer, if they have a problem with whatever service they bought from you, to dispute it if there is an issue. So you as the merchant have to understand that is a possibility of something like that could happen. It's just, I guess, another part of business that you just,
have
to deal with. I don't think it happens often, but it can happen.
Mm-hmm. So that's certainly something that you got to keep on top of when you're processing your stuff, as well as understanding your customer service needs.
Exactly. I mean, you have to understand that there are fees involved and that there's other things that can happen, but a lot of people nowadays only pay with plastic.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't take credit card, then you might be out, you know, potential of a lot of money, you know, for your business because you're only taking cash or checks.
Right. I so often notice that with my daughter because we'll be somewhere and she'll need, you know, money for a cup of coffee and she's like, do you have some cash, Mom? Or she gets out her credit card. I'm like, you're going to put a cup of coffee on a credit card? Oh, yeah. You know, and part of it is their payroll checks go in automatically, mm-hmm. and so they don't go to the bank to get cash.
It's kind of our generation. I work at a credit union, and I never have cash.
that seems to be kind of the way the world is now. You talked a little bit when we came in about the business loan group. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's business lending group. Yeah. also known as BLG. Most of you have probably heard of them. They're a CUSO. They are part of the credit union. They're actually made up of four credit unions in the area: Fox Communities Credit Union, Prospera Credit Union, Citizens First Credit Union, and Pioneer Credit Union. So when we do large loans, it hits all four of our books. So it's a profit for all four credit unions. But if the loan would go bad or something would happen, it wouldn't hurt one individual financial.
Spreading the risk.
Exactly.
Yeah, great idea. Mm-hmm. And then are there some loans that you do take on individually as Fox Community only?
Absolutely. We take, you know, if you're just starting out and need, you know, a small line of credit or anything like that. We have a gentleman in-house at our corporate office on Calumet Street in Appleton. Mm-hmm. His name is Bill Call. Very knowledgeable, and he does wonders with just helping out with, you know, small business loans, lines of credit. If you just need a credit card to get your business started, business credit card, he takes care of all that for us.
Okay. We're getting a little notice here to take a break, so we'll be back right on the other side of the break. Thank you. Welcome back to Biz Talk. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about Fox Communities loans. We have our gal here from Fox Community Credit Union. We're going to talk a little bit about loans and what a business loan should have prepared when they come to get a loan from a business, from a credit union. So would you talk a little bit about that, Heather?
Sure. You know, a lot of people say right now, you know, that banks and credit unions, no one's lending money. And that's totally not true. We are lending money, but we're lending money to the right people. The more you have prepared, the more you have it figured out of what your business plan is and what you need to make your business successful. And obviously, you know, credit and stuff plays a big role in that. But to be as overprepared as possible is it helps, definitely. So getting a business plan, working with SCORE to get that stuff taken care of, is usually a good step to talk to SCORE and get all your ducks in a row before you walk into the credit union and request a loan.
Right. I mean, as part of our seminars that we give, one of them is specifically about putting your business plan together and then how you use that plan not only to get a loan, but also to monitor your business as it goes along. Once a year, you should definitely pull that out, probably at the end of the year when you start thinking about what your goals are for mm-hmm. the next year and say, okay, are we on track or where are we going with this? And the other thing I tell a lot of new entrepreneurs is, when you start a business, you have so many ideas about, I could do this and I could do that. And it kind of gets a bit overwhelming of not only the things of what you could do, but the things you must do. Mm-hmm. And so I always say, you know, use your business plan to have an idea section and just put those ideas that, yeah, you want to do them, but maybe you want to do them a year from now and start getting yourself a timeline of when you can do things, because often you're a sole person doing all the work, and you really need to get yourself in, set up and organized.
Yep, absolutely.
So one of the things that I want to talk a little bit about is, in a business plan, what are all the things that we need to put in there, and what would a loan officer see as really a good, solid plan put together? One of the things we tell our people is, first, you need to just be able to very succinctly say what it is what need you're going to give customers, so that you're clearly thought out. This is something that I think the public needs or businesses need, and here's how I am going to offer it. Then we have them go through a little thing about what is their background, what are the skills they bring to this business. And as they go through the plan, then they will start to sit down and say, okay, these are the skills that I have. Mm-hmm. These are the skills that it needs to run a successful business. And where are those skills that I need to start filling in and getting from outside resources? A lot of people don't think about all that stuff. And come tax time, oh, my.
Yeah, exactly.
So in the business plan, one of the things that a loan officer sees is how organized not only the thought and the thinking behind the plan has been, but also what are the assumptions going into that business. Have they done their market research, knowing is this metropolitan area that they want to work in, is it big enough to support? If it's a brand new product, they have to basically create a product market for it, or if they're going to just be filling in an existing product. So those are all things that risk that the loan officer is going to say, you know, okay, this guy's got it together or not. The other thing that we have them do is go through their financials and think about not only what does the competition charge for their product, but they must make sure that they're covering their own costs. So that's a very integral part of a business plan, and the loan officers all look at that kind of stuff. So by the time they get to a loan officer, they're really in a position of, here's where I think the business is going to serve in the community, serve my market, as well as where do I now need to step next to either grow my market and work with a bank loan officer or the banks, all of the bank services in general to support my business. And that's really where all the kinds of loans that the credit union comes in, because I see you guys not only handle the SBA loans, which mitigate the risk for the individual credit union or the bank, as well as commercial loans, lines of credit. You do commercial real estate kinds of loans, equipment and vehicle financing, rental properties. So you really have a broad list of services.
Absolutely. We're definitely here to help you small business owners and make those dreams happen. But, you know, everything you talked about with those small business plans, that's exactly what we're looking for when you come in the door. You know, if anybody's watched that show Shark Tank,
yep,
love that show, one of my favorites, you know, you kind of have a visual of exactly what people are looking for. I mean, that's exactly what they talk about on that show.
Yep, condensed form.
Exactly, very condensed form, yeah. But you kind of get the gist.
Yeah, a lot of work goes behind putting together a plan. I know when I work with people, they often go, I really have to do all this? And I'm like, you know, if you don't do it, you're going to wish you had, and it's a lot easier to do it up front before you've spent the money than after the fact thinking, oh, if I really would have thought about this, I would not have done that.
Right. Well, yeah. a lot of business people you see come in. They're very good at what their trade is, but they haven't done the research or their homework to see how to make it an actual business.
Right.
You know, I'm really good at cutting hair, but I don't know how to operate a salon.
They don't know the business parts around it yet. And that's really what we at SCORE really try to help people with. They may be either a great carpenter, they may be a great stylist, whatever. Their skill is excellent. And a lot of them already have a lot of contacts in the business because they've been working in it. And so they think that people are just going to automatically start coming to them. Well, it doesn't really quite happen that way. So you really need to have all the business stuff that goes around a business. So that's where we at SCORE, we're very grateful for many of our sponsors, and many of our sponsors bring those skills to new owners as well as to existing business. We have Alberts and Hailing CPAs, eBiz Results, which can help you set up your website and do website research for you. We have Epiphany Law, who are business lawyers and can set up what kind of legal structure that you need. Also, the Business News is a great little magazine in the area that talks solely to the business community, and also, obviously, Fox Community Credit Union.
Absolutely.
So we thank you there. I wanted to talk a little bit about what else, besides the business plan, do people really need to come to the credit union? For example, when they come there, are you looking for a certain amount of money that they will a certain percentage of the money for the loans that they will take? Do you want all of their banking there, or how do you suggest to people to get set up?
Typically, when someone comes to the credit union to talk about loans, you obviously have to have some collateral. We can't just give you 100% financing for what you need. But obviously, if you have your loan with us, we'd like to have your deposit relationship with the credit union as well. So there's a lot of people that work in the commercial end of things, you know, with Business Lending Group and Bill Call, our, you know, in-house commercial lender, and myself. And we also have a business development person that handles the Green Bay area and Clintonville. We go all the way up to Clintonville, New London, and Black Creek. So we have people that all work as a team to make sure that all of our business members are covered. We have over 3,000 business members that we work with. So, but yeah, we as long as you know have the correct information and you're ready to go, you know, we can start steering you in the right direction. And help you get that business rolling.
Now, some of the things that I've noticed recently in talking to various, you know, friends is some of the credit unions and the banks are giving people a break on their home mortgage loans if their companies direct deposit their paychecks. Is that a new trend?
I'm not quite sure about that one. You know, the mortgage thing is usually different than the business end of things. So,
Yeah, but it does get their checking accounts at your place.
It does. That it does. But yeah, if you do a, you know, consumer car loan, you know, you do get breaks on your rate if you have an auto pay from your Fox Communities checking. That may be a little bit more what you're thinking.
So the other thing I was thinking about is when I have a client that comes to score and they are just purely looking for an equipment loan, what kinds of other, I know why when they go, they think I only need an equipment loan. But if I would come and say, I just need this one thing, is that something that the commercial lender will set up for me and I don't really have to do any other banking there, or how does that work?
Everything's really case by case. I mean, it's really hard to say, you know, just what a generic, you know, situation would be.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you just need equipment loan and you don't need a deposit or anything like that, I'm sure we could look at it, absolutely.
Okay, great. I also know that the credit union has various financial education programs. You want to talk a little bit about those?
Yep. Fox really tries to concentrate on financial education for our members, whether it's business, whether it's personal. We offer so many different types of seminars. We actually have one coming up, which is kind of a cool one. It's called Real Color Seminar, Get Real With Your Money, Looking for Peace of Mind in Managing Your Finances. So there is a facilitator, this Heidi, who's going to teach you effective ways to communicate about money using a theory called Real Colors. So that seminar is actually coming up in Appleton on Tuesday, May 14th. From 6 to 7:30 at our corporate office in Appleton on 3401 East Calumet Street. And we're also offering it in Green Bay on Thursday, May 16th from 6 to 7:30 at the Tundra Lodge. If you want more information on that, you can go right to our website at foxcu.org. We just started implementing some business seminars too at the credit union. We're calling them In Focus. We just really think that it's a good thing for our business members to be able to find out more information about HR issues or accounting or marketing or, you know, the big trend right now, social media. And a lot of businesses want to get into it, but they don't know how to start. So we're going to start offering seminars about every other month for our business members and other people that just even want to come check it out. To keep updated on what's going on, you can always just go right to our website, and we have a lot of information there about all of our seminars.
And this one that's coming up on May 14th, that's pretty quick here. How do they actually do they, can they sign up at the door, or do they need to sign up ahead of time?
Well, like anything, you obviously want to know kind of some numbers of who's going to come ahead of time. So, yeah. I mean, if you don't have time to register online, you can call the credit unit, the 993-9000 number, or you can, you know, just stop in. But we'd like it if you could RSVP.
Okay. And one of the things in education that obviously Fox Community is strong in is our association and your association, probably more importantly, with Clark Howard.
Yeah. We love Clark Howard.
Yeah.
Because he loves credit unions.
And he loves score.
And he loves score.
Yeah. Clark Howard's been a very big supporter over the years of Clark. And when was he in the area last? I forget.
Just last year.
Oh, last year.
Yeah. He had a new book out called Living Large in Lean Times.
Ah.
And The HBY and Fox has brought him here. We just figured this out yesterday. 6 times he's been here.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool if you're not a member of Fox Communities Credit Union and you come in and open up a business or a personal account with us, because we think that Clark Howard's, you know, words of wisdom are so very important, we actually give you his Living Large and Lean Times book when you open your account with us. So kind of a neat little thing. You know, it just shows how much we do really believe in financial education for our members. We want you guys all to be successful.
You bet. Very important. And we need to go for a break, so we'll be right back. Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm here with Heather Wesley from Fox Community Credit Union. She is the Senior Business Development. And Heather, before the break, we were talking a little bit about your the community outreach and the kind of education programs you had. You also wanted to finish up on that?
Yeah, there's one more thing I just wanted a quick touch base on. There is a section on our website called Balance. And Balance is something so cool that we have to offer for our members because it has a lot of financial information on there. On if you know that you want to start a budget and try to figure out the first steps on how to do that, that you can find that all on our website through that Balance area. There's so many different topics that you can look at to help you get on the right financial track. If you're getting married and you want to merge your money with your soon-to-be spouse, there's information even how to do that. If you're having a baby and you need to figure out, all right, how am I going to start saving for this child's education? All of that information is right on our website with through that Balance information.
Oh, yes.
It is cool.
Time to start budgeting.
Yes, that it is.
Going from that single world to the real world of setting up a household.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Tony Bush often talks about cash flow, and we talk not only, we give our clients templates on business templates on how to do their cash flow and, you know, set that all up, but we also have a personal cash flow statement out there also so they can see, not only do I have to run the business, I have to be sure that everything at home is going okay and be sure that we have the cash flow to pay the home bills. And, as I always tell people, and keep them separate.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Very important to keep your financial, personal finances completely separate from your business. If you don't, you wish you had at tax time because it really becomes a total headache to spread it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, want to talk a little bit more about some of the things that you're doing for the summer as far as programs?
Yeah, if people are ready to, you know, hopefully this weather can start to change and actually look like summer around here as we're looking out the window right now.
I think it's coming next week.
Trees are blowing. We do offer at all of our locations discounted Milwaukee Zoo tickets, Noah's Ark tickets, and Great America tickets. And it's a substantial savings. I know a lot of times families hesitate about taking their families to these places because of the cost to get in.
Yeah.
We offer almost half price on a lot of this stuff to get in there. Milwaukee Zoo tickets are only $8.25. And at the gate, they're $14.25.
Wow.
So that's a substantial difference. Noah's Ark, a one-day pass, only $29 if you get your tickets from the credit union. At the gate, they're almost $42.
Whoa.
So, yeah, and Great America, too, is $39. And at the gate, it's $64. So if you guys are ready to take your family out this summer for some fun, stop at the credit union first to get your tickets.
Great program.
Yeah, it's very
really
nice.
Nice savings for the family.
Absolutely.
And so getting back to a little bit more to the business, can you talk a little bit about your online billing and bill pay?
Online, most financials, everyone knows, has online banking. As do we. It is free to use. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to use. You can even nickname your accounts. If you have, you know, a checking and three savings under the same account number, you can nickname them all so you know exactly what you're saving your money for, which makes things very easy. Easy to do transfers. We have a new product called Jump and See, where you're able to, if you have more than one account number at the credit union, you're able to look at both screens of your accounts and be able to transfer money between accounts.
Oh, that's really helpful, especially for business
and
personally. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, those products make it easy for a business owner to be able to really finance their money, you know, and see what they're doing.
What kind of fees are involved with those?
The online banking and the Jump and See is free, but we also offer bill pay.
Okay.
For the personal accounts, it's free, but for the business accounts, it is $4.95 a month and then 45 cents per transaction.
Okay. So, but it really, if you think about the transaction cost, by the time somebody writes out a check, does all of the basic stuff, you just need to physically write a check. I think
right.
The last time I figured out what it cost to really set up your checking, get the checks out, mail them all out, it was like $25 a check. So that's actually very economical.
Well, what is the stamps alone nowadays? Aren't they for like 45 cents?
Yeah. So
I never use the mail anymore, so I don't even know what those are, the price is.
So, I mean, it's right there. It saves the check plus the cost of mailing
right.
plus all the hassle of running around and getting that done.
Exactly. And once you get all your bills set up on the online bill pay, you literally just click a button, type the amount in, and press finish, and you're done. Like, it can take minutes to pay all your bills.
Yeah. So, for a personal situation, I can see where that would be really easy. But if you have lots of invoices as a business, how does that work?
You can just set those all up. Like I said, once you originally set everything up and everything's in there, you literally just put in the dollar amounts and it takes care of it.
Are there interfaces between accounting systems in that system?
No, I don't think so.
You have to enter whatever bills you want individually.
Yes.
and let it go.
Yep.
Okay, so that makes sense. I mean, I know some of those things you would definitely, kind of do every month anyway. You're going to pay your rent or your mortgage or the utility bills. So those are just things that are already pretty much set up. You just change the dollar amount and away you go.
And the online banking and all that stuff integrates with, like, QuickBooks. So it really makes it easy for you to balance everything at the end of the month.
Oh, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty slick.
Yeah. Another very key thing I always tell people in classes is that there's one thing as a small business owner, no matter how small you are, there's a couple things you want to learn to do on the financial side, and that is, first, make sure the checkbook is always balanced to the statements in the book and to your bank statement. If you don't do those two steps, you're headed for trouble.
Right.
Yeah. The other thing I always say is one thing you want to be sure you do is look at every invoice that goes through your checking account, because you don't know when things are duplicated, people don't get paid on time, or things get lost. And so the company will send you another invoice and you may be paying the same thing twice. And you just think, oh, yeah, I remember doing that, and go ahead and pay it. So you want to definitely have the records all set up so you don't duplicate pay.
Yeah, personal and business. I mean, double check, what you've spent and who, your credit card transactions, because things can double up. I just looked at my personal one last month and I had a double bill from a retail. I just gave him a call and she said, oh, good catch. That does happen every so often. So it's just so important to look at that stuff, because you could be out money that you didn't need to be.
Yep. Very important. So I want to talk a little bit about your remote deposit capture. What is that program?
Remote deposit capture is a nice service for businesses, because you're able to just take your checks instead of having to run to the credit union. You put them in a machine, and it flips it through the machine and automatically puts it into your checking account.
Oh.
You keep the checks for safekeeping for 90 days, but they then have to be destroyed after that. But that saves people who get a lot of checks in having to take the time and the gas to get to the credit union and make their deposit. You still obviously have to get to the credit union if you have cash deposits, but if you have lots of checks, that automatically takes care of it for you.
I think first time I ran into that was at Festival of Foods, and they handed me my check back, and I'm like,
Yeah, it's been around for a few years. But.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here. I want to remind people about our Simple Steps program coming up. It's this week on May 16th. If you get a chance to stop by, come ahead and do that. We'll be there at the Copper Rock Cafe, and we'll be glad to talk you through what it takes to start up a business. Thank you, Heather. I want to appreciate the chance to talk to you today and bring people up to speed on what Fox Community offers.
Well, great. Thanks for having me.
You bet.